More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live in Lansing with the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Excellence Award winner for Best Personality. This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen.
Good evening. It is Tuesday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson, 1320 WILS. If it seems like your auto insurance rates are incredibly high, it is because the rates are way too high. In fact, we have the highest rates in the country. You'll be shocked when you hear just how much we lead other states by. Also, we'll talk about the protests in Baltimore, but there's actually a protest occurring today about a shooting in Detroit here. We'll get the details on that incident. But first, the Supreme Court today hearing these oral arguments on whether the Constitution guarantees same-sex couples the right to marry. Jay Kaplan now joins us, ACLU of Michigan LGBT Project attorney. Jay, great to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be here.
Yeah, this is a big day. Everyone's been waiting to hear the arguments. Apparently, the court is split. Anthony Kennedy will decide it, so they say. And one thing he did say today, Justice Kennedy said that the definition of marriage has, quote, been with us for millennia. What's the consequence of changing something that's been with us for so long?
Well, I think we also have to, sometimes the questions that are asked by the court during oral arguments are not always necessarily indicative on what they're going to decide. Many times the justices are trying to hash out arguments pro and con before making their decision. Obviously, some of the more conservative justices, they see, you know, the traditional definition of marriage, and they feel that that arguing that same-sex couples should have a right to marry somehow redefines marriage. And there's other members on the court who believe that there's a fundamental right to marry. It's not just a fundamental right for opposite-sex couples to marry.
Chief Justice Roberts, in fact, said, quote, you're not seeking to join the institution, you're seeking to change the institution. Is he right?
I do not believe he's right. He is one of the more conservative justices.
How is this not changing the institution, though?
It's not changing the institution of marriage because we see marriage as, actually, marriage has evolved as an institution over the years in this country. It used to be more of a property arrangement where women were considered to be property, and the male, the husband, was considered to be the person who was basically the dominating partner. Obviously, that has changed over the past 100 years.
Justice Roberts said that he was unable to find one written word before a dozen years ago that did not define marriage as something between a man and a woman.
Fortunately, we don't define our laws based on what Webster's Dictionary says. It's true. It's true that for many years we've limited marriage to opposite sex couples. But it's also true we've had things in our country, slavery, denying women the right to vote. The fact that something is tradition is not in and of itself a justification to deny a fundamental right to a group of people.
Okay, but in fact, a group of people actually became an issue. Justice Samuel Alito, he asked whether groups of four people must be allowed to marry if we allow this to move forward. What's the answer to that?
Well, I believe it was answered that the state can have a rational basis, can have a legitimate governmental purpose to disallow polygamy or disallow incest. But when we're talking about two consenting adults in a loving, committed relationship. They just happen to be of the same gender.
So the states would define that, but if we move forward in this direction on the federal level, would that allow for multiple people to be married together?
I do not believe so, because I believe that the state and the governments can articulate legitimate governmental reasons as to why they would disallow those sorts of things.
I'm talking to Jay Kaplan, ACLU of Michigan LGBT Project attorney. So is it all about Justice Kennedy? Is that who you're keeping an eye on?
Well, you know, usually in the past, he's kind of been the swing judge. He's traditionally a conservative judge on most issues. But when it comes to LGBT rights, he has been the one who's authored decisions that have been favorable for that. So I think a lot of eyes and ears were on what he was saying, what he would question. And you're right, he mentioned about, you know, through the millennia, but he took a great issue with the state's rationale for denying same-sex couples the right to marry, that somehow the state has an interest in regulating procreation between heterosexual adults, and that somehow this would undermine heterosexuals getting married and raising children within a marriage.
In fact, one of the lawyers, one of the opponents of the same-sex marriage, he He argued that people would no longer believe that, quote, marriage and creating children have anything to do with each other, and that would lead to more children born out of wedlock. Is that not a potential consequence?
I think it's quite a spacious argument. I don't think it's been backed up with any studies or any, you know, demographic information to support that sort of thing. And basically what the attorney said is that the state doesn't have to back it up with studies, that that is enough to pass constitutional muster. I don't believe it's the state's strongest argument. And, you know, obviously not all the legal arguments that have been raised in the legal briefs were discussed at the oral argument today.
Okay. Now, what happens if the Supreme Court decides that same-sex couples should be allowed to marry? Does that immediately nullify all the bans that exist, like our own here in Michigan?
That would have the impact of nullifying the remaining state bans on same-sex couples getting married.
Now, would there be any appeals or any potential other legal approaches?
No, this would be the last word. Now, the court was looking at two issues. They're looking at whether or not states have to issue marriage licenses and whether or not states have to recognize legal marriages between same-sex couples that were granted in other states. Mm-hmm. So the court has several options. They could decide no constitutional right to marry or recognition. They could decide, yes, you have to, Michigan, you have to recognize out-state marriages without saying you have to provide marriage licenses. Mm-hmm. Or they could go for the, you know, for the full thing of requiring Michigan to allow same-sex couples to get married. Now, so there's several options.
You said that states could pursue, you know, different regulations to avoid multiple people, like four people getting married. Could states somehow set up regulations that would still make it difficult for same-sex couples to get married?
I hope not. I think, you know, if the opinion says it's unconstitutional to deny same-sex couples the same opportunity to wed, I think any kinds of regulations or laws that would impede that ability to get married could be challenged.
Are there going to be any repercussions, do you think, on the institution of marriage?
Repercussions in terms of
allowing, would it have an impact on heterosexual marriages? Do you think would it change how we view marriage in the U.S. if same-sex couples were given this right?
I don't believe so. I don't think that's happened in any of the 37 states plus District of Columbia that permit same-sex couples now to get married. It hasn't happened in other countries. I think what it will do is it will strengthen families because LGBT families, including their children, will now have legal protections afforded through a civil legal marriage.
In Europe, is this something that's generally part of their system then, same-sex marriages?
Many countries in Europe have, in the past 5-6 years, mm-hmm. have now, you know, permitted same-sex couples to get married.
Yeah. Was there a struggle to get that through over there?
I think, you know, there's always some politics involved. Some, it wasn't so much a struggle. You know, they just felt this was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. I think that when you look at what's happening around the world, I would say that the majority of the countries now do permit same-sex couples to get married. So the United States mm-hmm. is, in that essence, is lagging behind the rest of the world.
But Justice Anthony Scalia, he said the ruling would require some members of the clergy to perform ceremonies that violate their religious teachings. How would that get worked out?
I don't believe that's true. I do not believe that's true. Certainly, with regards to any religious ceremony associated with marriage, we have a strong separation of church and state, and mm-hmm. clergy could decline to perform marriages. They do that nowadays, even though we have prohibitions on in terms of discrimination based on religion. Mm-hmm. Clergy can decline to marry interfaith couples. They can decline to marry someone who's been divorced before. You know, whatever the tenets of their faith with mm-hmm. regards to religious ceremony.
Okay. So this would have no impact on the religious end. This would just be the legal decision?
As far as in terms of marriage, yeah. Now people who might believe religiously that same-sex couples should not get married, if they're engaged in non-religious functions, then they decide they want to refuse to provide. For instance, if a clerk doesn't want to issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple, mm-hmm. they would be in violation of the law because they're required to do so.
Okay, so finally, 2 months or so, we'll get the decision?
Probably by the end of June. They usually issue their, you know, the last decisions towards the end of the month. And since this will be, you know, pretty significant decision, it'll probably be close to the end of the month of June. So fairly soon.
Here in Michigan, like, how many same-sex marriages do you think we'll have, like, right away?
You know, it's hard to say. I think some of the statistics in the past when they've done surveys, they've shown that there's approximately 22,000 same-sex couples in the state, and many who are already raising children located in just about every county of the state. So I think there probably would be a lot of people once there's an opportunity in the state who would apply for marriage license.
Yeah, a lot of summer weddings. Places are going to get flooded, right?
Probably, and probably a lot of money coming into the state's economy. That would be very helpful.
That's true, too. Jay Kaplan, ACLU of Michigan, LGBT Project attorney. Jay, thanks.
Thank you so much, Michael. Take care.